Okay. Yeah, thank you once again. Various recommendations have been made and agreed upon to strengthen protection of refugee children in the EAC, most of which revolve on providing an enabling environment through policy and programming, coordination, and building capacity of frontline workers, refugee management authorities, and the wider social service workforce to respond effectively to the various needs of migrant refugee children. Arising from this, the EAC will coordinate and work with the national governments to identify existing suitable structures, such as the national coordination mechanisms, including existing child protection work groups, and ensuring that they bring together all relevant line ministries in charge of migrant and refugee children in line with the CGR and the CGM, and to strengthen refugee and migration child and migrant child protection forums within these structures. EAC will also further work with the partners to develop harmonized standard operating procedures for children on the move, including refugee children, based on a green minimum standards to ensure child participation, best interests procedures, and continuum of care. Last but not least, building on the ongoing actions with UNHCR, UNICEF, Save the Children, and the African Child Policy Forum, the EAC therefore commits to the following three pledges. One, to finalize the EAC refugee management policy and its implementation plan with focus and due attention to approaches that guarantee the protection and welfare of refugee children, ensuring that refugees and asylum procedures are child sensitive. Two, continue to urge and support partner states in the EAC to implement regional policies, especially the EAC Child Policy of 2016 and the roadmap on strengthening national child protection systems and cross-border collaboration to respond to the needs of migrant and refugee children. And third, to take lead in promoting collaboration among regional economic communities in advocating for an increased implementation of Global Compact on Refugees and the Comprehensive Refugee Response Framework by member states through South-South cooperation. I thank you.